We're back with the Arts Page on Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have you with us. Musician David Kincaid has not always specialized in Irish Civil War songs. He was a rock musician living in New York in the mid-1980s when he took his first trip to Gettysburg and discovered his great-great-grandfather's name on a plaque there. The song that came out of that experience, called Gettysburg, landed him a record contract, scored him a video on MTV, and brought him on a concert tour to Green Bay, where he met a Civil War reenactor. He got hooked on the intersection of art, music, and history, and became a reenactor himself. That influence was evident at his shows during Milwaukee's Irish Fest in August, which featured Irish-American Civil War songs performed in period costume. Kincaid visited the Lake Effect studio during his time in Milwaukee to play some music and told Stephanie Lecce about that first experience with Civil War reenacting.
There were guys who would sing around the campfires, and I thought, wow, I can do that. That's what I do. So I began to learn sort of the Civil War standards, you know, a Battle Cry of Freedom and a few others, and I only found a couple of Irish tunes. And I asked around a bit, and a couple of these self-proclaimed experts said, oh, you won't find any more of those. Yeah, I'm Irish. I know better than that. The Irish don't go through anything and haven't for centuries, millennia, without writing verse about it, ballad songs, poems. So I knew that had to be ridiculous, and of course it was. I found hundreds of them that were published pretty much on a weekly basis, especially in New York City, where I live. And they just keep appearing, too. More and more keep appearing. They're published as broadsides, which is just lyrics only, to usually written to an old Irish melody.
Well, I think it's surprising to learn just how many Irishmen served in the Civil War on both sides. I think most people don't actually know the contribution that the Irish made.
That's true. My experience has been it's not known, generally. And I play Irish festivals, and I'm in my Civil War uniform. And people come up to me with an almost stunned expression, like, what are you doing here? What did the Irish have to do with this? And I said, they had a lot to do with it. They were 200,000 plus. Most of them were on the Yankee side, 160,000 or more. Southerners always hate it when I have to say that, but it's just the truth. And on the Southern side, they estimate anywhere from 20 to 80,000 or somewhere in the middle, depending on who you ask. They tended to go to the southern seaports, like New Orleans was a fairly big Irish town, Savannah, Georgia, Mobile, Alabama to a lesser degree. But most of them were overwhelmingly in the north. That's where they could find work. And the importance of this is not that just that they were a mob of Irishmen in the army. They had a very specific purpose about forming their own units. They carried a U.S. flag and a green Irish flag with the harp on it. And that was to make sure they were recognized, because these were famine Irish, you know, the Great Hunger, people who came over beginning in the mid-1840s. And they were poor, they were starving, they were forced out of their own country. Then they came here, and at least in the eastern seaboard cities, they experienced just galling prejudice. No Irish need apply. These were placards all over New York City and Boston and Philadelphia. And that was for real. Nobody made that up. That was really happening. So when the Civil War broke out, they formed their own units. You know, the Irish Brigade was the official U.S. Army designation for that brigade. And they were the most famous unit of that size at the end of the war, on either side. Everybody knew the Irish Brigade. Although that didn't translate to modern times. I don't know about you, but when I was going to school, I never heard about the Irish Brigade. I heard about the colored soldiers, which, as well, they should be. They were great soldiers, as were the Irish. But never heard about the Irish Brigade. I stumbled onto it later.
I wonder if that's where you feel your music plays a part in kind of bringing the contributions of these Irish soldiers to the public consciousness.
I feel that it does. I mean, it's a living memorial, really. And these songs were published, on a weekly basis, and they really reflected their feelings about what's going on. The songs kind of run the gamut. Some were propaganda, clearly, to recruit. Some were very much anti-recruiting, you know, anti-war. Those came out in Britain and in Ireland. They weren't published here. And some were just reflecting what had happened. And some were like a newscast. This is the old bardic tradition in Ireland that's as old as the printing press. An event would happen, a battle or a political event, and there'd be a broadside that would be published, a ballad, and they were brilliant. I mean, how anybody worked that fast, I don't know. I can't do that. But, yeah, it's a living memorial to these men, and it's a way that they're to be remembered. And again, when I started this, everything I've recorded had not been recorded previously, with the exception of one or two songs. They had disappeared from the tradition. And since I did my first album, which was 1998, there have been a number of them since, which is to be expected. I knew that would happen. But now people are more aware of it than they were when I began touring on this stuff in 1998.
Do you want to play us a song here?
Sure.
What are we going to hear first?
Okay, I'd like to do just a little medley here. One is the favorite marching song of the Irish 69th New York, and then the Irish Brigade. And to this day, the 69th New York National Guard, it's still an active regiment. They're not all Irish like they used to be. They were Irish pretty much through World War II. But they started in 1850, and this is still their theme song. But again, the favorite marching tune of the Irish Brigade. And there's a little four-line stanza of that's all that remains of this piece, if there is ever more, and I don't know, haven't found it if there is. It's called This Day or the Battle of Bull Run. And it's about the 69th New York State Militia, the Irish 69th. They went to the battle. They took off their coats and their shirts because it was so ungodly hot they couldn't deal with it. And the last line of the song reflects that. But then it'll go into a tune called the Irish Volunteer. Now, it's written to a melody called the Irish Jaunting Car or the Dublin Jaunting Car. If you know Civil War music, you will know it as the Bonnie Blue Flag. So anyway, I'll just do this little melody. This day will be remembered by America's noble sons. If it hadn't been for Irishmen, what would our Union done? It was hand to hand we fought 'em, all in the broiling sun. Stripped to the pants, we did advance at the Battle of Bull Run. Tim MacDonald, I'm a native of the Isle. Was born among old Erin's bogs when I was but a child. My father fought in 98 for liberty so dear. He fell upon old Vinegar Hill like an Irish volunteer. Then raised the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight and fall beneath its folds like Irish volunteers. Then raised the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight and fall beneath its folds like Irish volunteers. When I was driven from my home by an oppressor's hand, I cut my sticks and I greased my brogues and came o'er to this land. I found a home and many friends and some that I love dear. Pidgeabbers, I'll stick to them like bricks in an Irish volunteer. Then fill your glasses up, me boys, and drink a hearty cheer to the land of our adoption and the Irish volunteer. Then fill your glasses up, me boys, and drink a hearty cheer to the land of our adoption and the Irish volunteer. Fill your glasses up, me boys, a toast come drink with me. May Erin's harp and the starry flag united ever be. May traitors quake and rebels shake and tremble in their fears when next they meet the Yankee boys and Irish volunteers. God bless the name of Washington, that name this land reveres. Success to Mary Nugent and their Irish volunteers. God bless the name of Washington, that name this land reveres. Success to Mary Nugent and their Irish volunteers.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for playing that.
Thank you.
Well, I wonder what these songs provided for the Irish soldiers on both sides.
It seemed to provide just an expression for the feelings that they had about all this, their forced immigration, the prejudice that they experienced, their situation of being in the army and fighting and how they felt about it, both for or against. So it seemed just to be a good outlet that they might not have had otherwise. Because, again, there was no TV, radio, movies. There was printed material and music that would be performed live. And these broadsides, this is a lyric sheet. The soldiers could buy them up for nothing. I mean, they're a couple of cents. And they would. And they would. Recently, a friend of mine found one. It was an Irish broadside. And on the back, he'd written a letter home on it.
Oh, wow.
So that kind of thing happened all the time.
Well, this being the sesquicentennial of the first year of the Civil War, I wonder if you feel like your moment for your music has come.
Yeah, every dog has his day, and this is mine, I guess. No, it's with the 150th anniversary at the beginning of this year, I didn't know how much I'd work. Maybe a little bit will pick up. Since the beginning of the middle of July, I'm out every weekend. It's Irish festivals, Civil War events through the end of September. So I'm hardly home for the next 2 months.
That's fantastic. Do you feel like this anniversary has maybe reignited people's interest in all things Civil War, including the Irish experience?
Most definitely. I mean, I've been in it since the 125th anniversary, and that was huge. I mean, at that time, this was the late 80s, I joined right what would have been 1863, 1988. My first battle reenactment was the 125th anniversary of the Battle of Chancellorsville. It was huge. I mean, there were thousands of reenactors, and there was CNN coverage. I mean, I couldn't believe that this whole thing was going on. We marched into that battle, and we had our muskets on our shoulders, bayonets fixed. And one of the old veterans said, "Hey, Davy," that's what they call me in the unit, "Davy, look behind you, look behind." And the column was snaking back on this hill with these bayonets just bristling all the way, and it was just like, wow. That's what it looked like. That's when these things are, it's at its best. You have a moment that's just a window into the past, and you can smell the leather and the wool, and everybody's sweating, and the canteens and tin cups are clanking away, and it was great.
Well, do you want to play us one more song out?
Sure thing. This is one written to probably the most popular Irish pub tune of all time, which is, of course, Whiskey in the Jar, or at least one of them. And I found two Civil War lyrics written to it. This one's called "We'll Fight for Uncle Sam." It's a soldier about a soldier named Paddy Carney. Now, during the Civil War and before, these characters evolved on the stage called stage Irish characters. And the Irish would sort of adopt these characters as their own. And such was the case with this character. His name is Paddy Carney from Killarney, and he pops up in a bunch of these tunes. In this case, he's in Corcoran's Irish Legion. This is Colonel Michael Corcoran, who was the colonel of the 69th New York at Bull Run.
Thank you so much, David Kincaid. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks. So we'll fight for Uncle Sam.
David Kincaid performed Irish-American Civil War songs in period costume during the 2011 Irish Fest in Milwaukee back in August. Kincaid was also the co-founder of the New York-based rock band The Brandos, and he spoke with Stephanie Lecce. And that is our show for a Friday. Lake Effect is produced by Mitch Tyke, Dan Harmon, and Stephanie Lecce, with production help from Trapper Shep and Ed Mikowski. John Strzelecki is our studio engineer. I'm Bonnie North. Join me for Lake Effect Weekend tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3. And be sure to come back here at 10 Monday morning for another edition of Lake Effect on WUWM-FM and HD1, Milwaukee Public Radio. Hope you can join us then. For now, stay right here, because fresh air is next.
Lead us on to glory hall to save the stripes and stars. Or our once in a regimentals, my mind it did bewilder. For bid goodbye to Biddy dear and all the darling childer. Was I the Irish volunteers, the devil the one afraid is. Because we've got the soldier bold of Uncle Ellen Porter.